Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, the Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, September 20th, 2021. Today we are reading from the Big Book on page 84, the last paragraph on the page that begins, "And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol." Today's readers are Terry H. reading the 12 Steps, Rhonda R. reading the 12 Traditions, and reading the text are Eileen M., Betsy H., and Lois P. The reference numbers for the last two meetings, yesterday, Sunday, September 19th, the special edition meeting, the ID is 17,768 or 17768. And the 7 a.m. Eastern meeting this morning, share ID is 17,770 or 17770. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Terry. Press star one, Terry.
Hello, Terry. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, and thank you, Kathy, for your service.
Sure.
My name is Terry H., and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, and our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service on the Monday team. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Terry H. And Rhonda R., would you please read the 12 traditions of OA? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you. I'm Rhonda R., grateful and recovered in Georgia. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Ten, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for the opportunity to be on Team Monday and do service. I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then we stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 84, the last paragraph down, and I will ask Eileen M. to get us started. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Kathy. This is Eileen M., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol, for by this time sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as if from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. We will see that our new attitude toward liquor has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. That is the miracle of it. We are not fighting it, neither are we avoiding temptation. We feel as though we had been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. We have not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. it does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. That is our experience. That is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. So this is a powerful paragraph. I realized that the things that I was fighting were the things that I had not yet accepted in my life. I could not stay abstinent until I accepted that I was a compulsive overeater and did the work that was suggested, you know, by my sponsor and as the book instructs us. And, you know, the expectations of people, places, and things, when I expect things to be different, I'm not in reality. And, you know, what happens is I'm given the 10th step, and the 10th step addresses that so that I don't have to fight people. Because when I'm disturbed, it's a symptom of unmanageability. And what I've learned by doing this work is that disturbances are an invitation for me to do more work on myself and my thinking, you know, with God's help. I can't do it alone because, you know, no human power can restore me to sanity. And, you know, my thinking really is the source of my unmanageability. It's not the circumstances in my life. It's how I think about them. That's what produces the disturbance in me. And, that 10th step really is, you know, it's for me, it's a restoration of sanity, because it's almost like I'm insane when I'm expecting things to be different. And I get restored to sanity by doing that work. And so it really is, it's the promise of step two. Because, like, you know, when I didn't get sanity at step two, I got it at step 10. And that's just been my experience. And I'm very grateful today that the problem of compulsive overeating has been removed. It really does not exist for me. It's not, you know, there's no effort really required. I just follow this food plan and there's no desire to overeat. So very grateful to be on this line today. Thank you. I pass.
So much, Eileen. Okay, I would like to take names of people who would like to share today. And please remember that if you shared in the last 2 days, you allow other people to step up first. So who would like to share today?
Jennifer A.
Okay,
Penny L. C.
Wait a second. Jennifer A. Who came after Jennifer? Okay, I heard
Eileen's initial.
LC. Eileen, what's your last initial? Eileen? I guess it wasn't Eileen. So I have Jennifer A. and Penny LC. Can you tell me again the other person?
We just wanted Eileen, the reader's last initial.
Oh, her last initial is M as in Mary.
Thank you, Kathy.
Sure. Who else would like to share this morning?
Wendy M.
Wendy M. Anyone else?
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Take one more.
Leslie M.
Leslie M. Okay, great. So we have Jennifer A., Penny LC, Wendy M., Deborah G., and Leslie M. Please share with us, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning. This is Jennifer C., actually, from...
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's okay. Simpsonville, South Carolina, and so thankful for all of you this morning. You know, why am I no longer fighting? Because sanity has returned today, right? Um,
Are you there, Jennifer? I don't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Jennifer C., once again, Greenville, Simpsonville, South Carolina. So this paragraph, this portion is one of my favorite. And, you know, why am I no longer fighting today? I'm no longer fighting because my sanity has returned, right? And what does it mean for me to be sane today? It means that I relate to God appropriately. And what does that look like? It looks like humility today. It means that humility is my top priority in my prayer life. I ask for it constantly. It means that I know that I'm safe and protected only as long as I stay close and connected to God. And as I was meditating on this reading, I had a picture of like a bodyguard with me at all times, 24/7, you know, to fight all my battles for me, right? That's what bodyguards do, so that I can focus, so I can stay focused on the tasks at hand, right? No longer wasting my time and my mental energy on things that are futile, right? I can focus on being the woman of peace and service that I've been saved to be. How ridiculous would it be to have a bodyguard, but to push the bodyguard out of the way to fight my battles anyway, right? That would be completely ridiculous. I would look like a lunatic if I did that. But that's exactly what I've done for so much of my life. I believed in God as long as there was nothing to fight. But as soon as push came to shove, as soon as there was something to fight, whether it be food, circumstances, my own character defects, I very agnostically pushed my bodyguard out of the way to fight my own battles. And today, my sanity is that I am not my own bodyguard. I am not my own defense. Without God, I don't have a defense. That's what this book tells me. So my sanity today is letting God take the fear, take the worry, take the food thoughts if and when they come. The spiritual battle that this book tells me that I'm in is not my battle to fight. My God is the champion of the battle. So what do? I work these steps, right? The price I pay for this bodyguard is 24/7 protection is destruction of my self-centeredness. That's the price I pay. And how does that happen? I have to be rescued. And the only way to be rescued is through these steps. And so I'm going to aim for purity of heart. And that's what I'm aiming for today, because as long as my heart stays pure, I am connected to God, and I can keep my heart pure through these steps. So I am so thankful today that I am safe and protected from the lies and the delusions and the illusion and the confusion that comes from this disease, because I know who my bodyguard is, and it's not me. So with that, I pass. I love you all.
Thanks so much, Jennifer C. Penny LC, please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for your service. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I read this paragraph and I am looking at these promises and realize they add up to receiving my higher powers, grace, mercy, and love. You know, these miracles are the result of turning my focus from self-centered thoughts, words, and actions to God-centered thoughts, words, and actions. It speaks of the gift of sanity. What is that? A healthy mind. And that's thanks to continually seeking what God would have me be. And it speaks to the gift of a new attitude. And that's thanks to, instead of looking for self, I can look for God. Excuse me, someone's unmuted. And it speaks to the gift of protection. And that today for me is thanks to trusting and relying on my higher power, knowing that I am just having a new vision a new pair of glasses, a new focus, and it's all thanks to doing this work and knowing that the work continues daily and being grateful that I do get to, have the freedom to choose to do this work today. And thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Penny LC. And Wendy M., please share with us. Wendy M., please unmute. I don't hear you, Wendy. All right, we'll come back to Wendy. Deborah G., are you there to share?
Hi, Kathy K. This is Deborah G. from Arizona calling. And thank you so much for your service. And thank everyone for the service that they've done in this meeting and making it possible. I just love starting my day with this meeting. It's just amazing. And all the shares already. Thank you so much for 12-step and me. And I was thinking that it's right after, this paragraph is right after that 10-step. And I know that when I continue to clean up any emotional disturbance that comes up, I get back in alignment with what this is telling me that's going to happen. And doing the prior steps, 1 through 9, has given me that neutrality. I was told that after I do my 9th step, I'll be placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. And that's what I want. I want neutrality with my food. No, I don't want to live in insanity, thinking about it all the time and looking forward to it and, planning how I'm going to get it. Just all that insanity. Oh, it takes a lot of energy to keep up with that thinking. And it's so nice to be free of it. And it frees me up to be in alignment. All these beautiful things that were shared frees me up to continue to stay in that alignment with that presence, with that power, because I learned that I didn't have any power. But now I have this loving presence power. I have this go-to at any time, and it's right here, right now, with us all right now. Oh, what a freedom. Safe, that safety feeling. It's going to be okay because I'm resting in that safety and that protection of that presence. And then just asking, continually, what is it you want me to do? Give me the knowledge and power of carrying out whatever you want me to do rather than what I want to do. I have to keep asking and praying. And what was shared, that humility, coming before that, and in my meditation practice, letting it have its way with me. And then go about my day and just see what happens in my day. And I love what was shared about, I remember hearing emotional sobriety was not having any expectations and being in a place of acceptance. And I love that paragraph of Dr. Paul of acceptance, living that way. When I'm saturated in that, I'm not looking into anything else but that presence, that power, because I'm resting in serenity and not looking for food. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Deborah G. Let me see if Wendy M. can unmute now. Are you there, Wendy?
Hi, it's Wendy M. Thank you, Kathy. Wendy M. Recovering from compulsive overeating in Boulder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. And if my line goes down, just go to the next person. My phone's been acting up. And I'm not going to fight it. Because it says here, cease fighting anything or anyone. When I read that the first time, I couldn't believe my eyes or my ears. I'm like, how do they know? How do they know that I've been fighting everything? And that's really the root of my problem, is that I absolutely have been in zero acceptance about anything. As somebody said, it's really about acceptance. And cease fighting. I mean, what a promise. It's just so possible that we can have these promises. They do come true, you know. And then the word neutrality, you know. Oh, my goodness gracious. Like, the freedom that we get with neutrality. It is happening, you know. This intuitive knowing, this having, you know, this God consciousness, that's what is happening, you know. And at any moment, I have an opportunity to either fight a situation or not fight the situation. I can be in God's world or not in God's world. And whenever, you know, I choose to fight a situation, it can be fighting myself, fighting the food, fighting a defective character that I don't want to be neutral around. You know, when I'm fighting it, I get itchy and scratchy really quickly. God knocks on my door very quickly and says, this is super uncomfortable, isn't it? You are losing your sanity at this moment. And you have a choice. We have a choice at all times, you know, continue for a lifetime. And I have a choice. Am I putting that food in my mouth? Am I going to gossip? Am I about to open my mouth and say something that is not useful to anybody and probably very harmful to somebody? So am I fighting or not, you know? And it gets so strong, this intuitive knowing, this hearing of God's word. We hear God's language. We hear what God wants to say and what, you know, what God wants. And with that, we get sanity, we get sanity, we get these promises, you know, we're not cocky or afraid, we're safe and protected. And it's all happening. This is what happens when we work this program, when we're in fit spiritual condition. And you know, the more we are in fit spiritual condition, the more we will want to be in fit spiritual condition. The more we will want this peace and serenity, this neutrality, because there's nothing like it. They say, it tastes better. Abstinence tastes better than any food could possibly taste, you know, or any defective character. I'm about to act it out. Here I go. And then God says, really? Yeah, that's going to be really uncomfortable for you. And thank God it gets more and more uncomfortable. Thank God, you know, when I don't have freedom, when I'm acting it out, when I'm saying the words I don't need to be saying, you know, that it's just a beautiful program, because the more I don't act out, the more I don't act out, whether it's food or defect, gossip about somebody, no matter what it is. You know, if it's about Wendy, right, humility, if it's going to be about me. And it's just this fighting, you know, and the less we fight, the less we fight. And with that, yes, thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy. Leslie M., please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy K. Thank you for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And I remember quite a while ago, I was at a Big Book meeting, and we were reading this paragraph. And a while before that, someone at another meeting had asked me, you know, how'd you do this? And I was like, yeah, I didn't do it. And when we got to this paragraph, I was like, they said it. They said it right here in the book. You know, that was exactly how I felt, you know, that these things have been removed from me. And, you know, I really enjoy the food neutrality. But I have to say that having the mental obsession removed is just a gift, you know, that is beyond my wildest dreams. There was no way that I could have ever anticipated how wonderful that could feel. Because for me, you know, I can make a mountain out of any molehill. And, you know, I don't do that so much anymore. Although, you know, it still happens. I'm human, you know, and I'm not perfect, and I don't have to be. I can accept myself as I am, you know, and know that, you know, that these things are going to happen. but that they, but by staying in fit spiritual condition, as others have shared, I have choices. And I have other things, other, you know, solutions that I can use. I have people that I can share with. And, you know, I can do a 10th step. I can go to a power greater than myself and say, you know, what do you need me to be? You know, please help me, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, because that's one thing that I have gotten is, you know, I know that God's got my back. And I'm very, very, very grateful for that. So these promises in this paragraph have come true for me. Most times on a daily basis, sometimes, you know, as I said, I'm human. They don't, you know, they're not always around, but I know how to, you know, what I need to do to get back to them. And, you know, and I'm very grateful, you know, to have learned that and to have had these happen in my life. Because as I said, they're beyond my wildest dreams. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Leslie M. Okay, it's time to take more names of people who would like to share today. Who would like to share?
Laura W.
Laura W.
Loretta H.
Jennifer A.
Wait a second. Loretta H. Jennifer
Ronnie B.
A. Bonnie
Ronnie B.
B. Bonnie B. Did I hear someone else?
Jennifer A.
Yeah, I have
Jenna B.
Say that again, please.
Jenna B.
Jenna B.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we have, Laura W., Loretta H., Jennifer A, Bonnie B, and Jenna B. Laura W, please share with us.
Thanks, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic from southern New Jersey. Yeah, you know, I was asked by a sponsee one time, well, you know, you call yourself recovered, and, you know, we say the word recovered in this program. But she said to me, how do you know that you're recovered? And here it is. This is it. This is how I know I'm recovered. I've ceased fighting anything and anyone, even food, weight, exercise, even other people most of the time. You know, I can't tell you. I can tell you when I put the food down 17 years ago. I can tell you that day. But I can't tell you the day that I wasn't standing there with my fingers clenched and my fists clenched and my teeth clenched and I was resentful all the time. I can't tell you that. What happens to me is like I just work the steps and sanity returns slowly but surely. Sanity returns, and today it does happen automatically. I could go anywhere as long as I'm in fit spiritual condition. I don't go hang out in bars on a general, you know, basis where there's a lot of alcohol and food, but I do go to parties and bars and restaurants and people's houses and bake things and cook things, and I have no desire to touch it, eat it, or restrict it like I used to. I mean, I have certain guidelines around my food, but I'm not fighting it, neither am I avoiding temptation. And that's how I know I'm recovered, and that's how I know that God is working in my life. And it's not cocky, and it's not arrogant. It's just neutral, and it gives us a promise here, but it also gives us a warning. That is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. So, you know, there's promises and there's warnings, and as long as we keep doing the work one day at a time, one step at a time, these promises will come true for me and for you. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thanks so much, Laura W. Loretta H., please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. And thank you, everyone on this line, for your shares. And you save my life every day. This is Loretta H., recovered in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I have to live this program one day at a time. because if I'm not in surrender, and my surrender is seriously understanding real recovery entails not debating every reason. The debating side society is where I start. I have been neutral around the food for 20 years, but my life, that's unmanageable. And I can be the greatest annihilator if I'm not in the surrender and working these steps, because that is who I am. I'm a control freak. I have a lot of selfishness in my life. I have a lot of dishonesty. I have a lot of, I call them defenses of character. Initially, they help me survive, but today they don't work for me anymore. And what they do is they hurt others and they hurt me. And one day, if I don't keep in the surrender, if I don't keep in fit spiritual conditions, I will eat again. And my major concern with me is the anorexia, and that will kill me, because I can use that to, in my old life, to solve all my problems, because then I can only be hungry and I don't have to deal with life. And so with God's grace and mercy, the debating society, the surrender, living for today, only in today, having a date with God in the morning, continuing throughout my day not to annihilate anybody, I need to do that to keep me spiritually fit. And I have to, but the one thing, and somebody shared about that, is I always have to remember and know, the only thing I have to know is that I'm a compulsive overeater, that my life is unmanageable. And when I can actually embrace that and then go to step two, where I turn and I return to sanity, and then go to step three and turn my will, that's my thinking, and my life, that's my actions, over to the care of God, then I have thy will be done, thy will be won, and then thy will be won. And then I have a chance to win at this life that sometimes is hard. And with that, I pass. Thank you again for everybody's service, and have a blessed and beautiful day.
Thanks so much, Loretta H. Jennifer A., please share with us.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Jennifer A., and thank you for everybody who is doing service. And I just love this paragraph. Wow, cease fighting anything or anyone. It makes me think of, you know, just being in the mainstream of life. And I am fairly new to this program. My quote-unquote sobriety date is just September 13th, but I have already ceased fighting the food. And I'm going through the book with my sponsor, still very early into the book, that have found myself, you know, in the doctor's opinion and in Bill's story. And, you know, I am so grateful to have had that surrender. That's what kept me out of this program for the longest time. I couldn't surrender. I was so afraid. I couldn't stop fighting. I couldn't let go. It had a hold on me. And for whatever reason, I couldn't cease fighting. And then, you know, that pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization, for just whatever reason, for that, on that day, it was time. It was time to dial into this meeting. And I'm so grateful I found you all, because this book and these words in this book have just helped me so much. And have ceased fighting and have a spiritual life through this book is just fantastic. And I just want to always remember to keep in this fit spiritual condition. How I have been placed in that place of neutrality, that I was so afraid of it for so long. And here it is. It's amazing. I'm just so wonderful. And it's somebody else mentioned the word freedom, because that's the word that came to me. There's freedom. I have freedom to see other things in my life that I was blocking out when I was in the food. And then now I can use the rest of the steps and whatever it else is that my higher power brings to me to take care of that. you know, and I'm so very grateful, so very grateful. And I never even imagined beyond my wildest dreams that, you know, that this, there would be a solution here. Also knowing there was a solution and not thinking it was going to work for me, which is so, just so ironic. So I'm so grateful to be here and so, grateful to hear all of the shares from you, because I know that I am not alone and I am cease fighting and I can continue winning, with all of you. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jennifer A. Bonnie B., please share with us.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Ronnie B. in Missouri. And this is one of my favorite parts of the book, but I say that about so many parts of the book. So I'll say this is one of them. But however, the point of the food neutrality, I did not get that right away at all. It took some time because the cravings and the compulsion was really pretty strong. However, I really wanted this program. So they really did start to decline over time, but it wasn't immediately. So having ongoing food neutrality is another story, meaning, yes, life is a day at a time. I don't get a week's worth of food neutrality at a time. It has to be each and every day. And I agree with the fit spiritual condition being a requirement for me to have that food neutrality. But when I get frustrated or I get scared, you know, fear kicks in, anger kicks in, that enormous need to control others kicks in, I can immediately go to, well, okay, I know I can't eat this stuff, so that's a given. Although once in a while I do pass the store and I'm like, could you imagine I could just go in and have one of those? But I'm like, that's a joke. You could go in and have one, but you're going to be back later this afternoon and then tomorrow, so I get that. But my big thing at this point is having surrendered diet soda. So I have found that if I get pretty frustrated, I immediately want to go to the diet soda. And so I really have to work through that. I haven't picked it up. I don't know how long it is now. I really don't. But I think I'm in the third month. But that is almost like my go-to at this point. So I have more work to do because more will be revealed. And I'm only a human being in recovery. And sometimes I don't want to think that way. I want to think, oh, my God, you thought about diet soda. What kind of recovery do you have? And then I look back on what is going on in my life, and I'm like, oh, my God, I had enormous fear, enormous insecurity about something, which is true, and it was just the other day. But I did talk about it in a meeting. I did talk about it one-on-one with someone. And then that started to slip away. And so by the time we got to the restaurant, I didn't order a Diet Coke. I quickly said, I'll have an ice water with lemon. And, you know, once I got that out, I said, now you're okay. So I just have to remember, I'm a human being growing spiritually, but it is progress and not perfection for me. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ronnie B. And Jenna B., please share with us.
Hi, I'm Jenna. Grateful to be here. I really like this reading because it reminds me when I am in spiritual condition just how much, like, the sweet thoughts don't pop up as much, and just am able to live life on life terms a lot better. I mean, I've come from being morbidly obese to severely anorexic, where you can see my ribs, and I was like fearing for my life. But I'm grateful today that I have a program. To me, it is one day at a time, because I, if I get too stuck in the past or too far into the future, my thoughts just kind of obsess about that, and that can be trouble for me. And also doing things that I don't want to do, like sharing, because I don't always like to share. But I like having a schedule too. Like I like to go for a short walk in the morning, not like overdoing it, and listen to a phone meeting, meditate before work, and yeah, that schedule helped me a lot, and I'm grateful to be here listening to all of y'all because y'all helped me stay sober. Thanks.
Thank you, Jenna B. We have time for one more 2-minute share. Who would like to share? Anybody want to take that?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michelle E.
Okay, Michelle, you'll be our last share, and you have 2 minutes.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for this service. It's just a blessing to my heart. My name is Michelle E. from California. For whatever reason, the words that are resonating with me right now is fit spiritual condition. When I came to OA Vision back in February, I was tore up from the floor up. I felt like I was rushed into the ER on a gurney. I was not in good spiritual condition. And little did I know how foundational and how important fit spiritual condition is for me, because not only has it impacted my spiritual internal life, it's impacted me physically, mentally, and emotionally, and brought me to a place and a space of strength from my higher power, because I didn't have the power to be able to deal with abstinence at all whatsoever. In fact, I hated the word abstinence. I was able to now today say that I can stand up tall and be of service to other people rather than being so self-centered and self-focused. And this for me feels like a true human experience that my creator designed me to be. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Michelle E. It is now time for us to close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, and then we'll say the Serenity Prayer together. Betsy H., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thanks, Kathy. Betsy H., Recovered Compulsive Reader. Our book is meant to be suggested only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit